Mike, you know how I always look out at the Chicago skyline when we're recording?
Yes.
And you know how once they filmed Batman here?
I do know that, yes.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that cool? In my senior year of college, I walked past the bank where, like, the Joker's heist happens.
Mm. I remember that.
Yeah. One of the coolest little touches in the whole world. They made the license plates on all the Gotham PD cars look like they were Illinois license plates, but they changed the red lettering Illinois to say Gotham.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool.
Like, no one would have noticed. No one would have paid attention. Like, I don't know how many times I would have showed up in the movie. It was super cool.
Wow.
I know.
I remember when they exploded that hospital.
I know.
I heard it.
Isn't that wild?
I saw the smoke.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Don't you remember when the hospital exploded?
That wasn't special effects?
No.
No, dude, they blew up a building.
Holy shit. Okay. I remember it from the movie. I assumed that was special effects.
Yeah, unbelievable.
No, yeah, it was a big explosion.
Those movies are serious. But you know how Batman's always, like, hanging around outside on the top of buildings?
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of his thing.
Like, what if we were sitting here recording instead of, and we just saw him?
You just saw Batman on the top of a building.
Well, that's where he's known to be.
Well, when you're recording, it's daylight, and I don't know, he's not really known for being a daylight kind of guy.
Nocturnal.
Yeah, he does let a lot of daytime crimes just go, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All daytime crime, yeah.
Why has
much.
No one in Gotham picked up on that? Just commit your crimes in the morning.
Right.
He's too busy being a slave to his own corporation.
They got away with that bank heist, no problem.
That's true.
That's true, broad daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was he doing? Was he sleeping in a conference room at that? I love that scene. He's just snoozing away. Christian Bale, so versatile. But anyway, like, if Batman is out there on a mission and we see him, and then we see, let's say, Commissioner Gordon show up, isn't it kind of weird that we are far enough away from this action that we have, like, we'll never know what's going on?
Yeah.
That would, yeah.
It's really strange to think about running into Batman in the world like that.
It's like you're an extra in the movie who's not even on the screen.
So my question was going to be, in The Dark Knight, which is the only one that everyone really remembers all the way, where would you be an extra? But you had to have seen Batman in the scene somewhere.
Oh.
And this is our opening instead of...
I was going to say I would be on one of the boats. I guess not the prisoner boat.
You want to be on one of the boats?
I feel like I could really be a good presence on that boat.
First of all, Josh, do you agree with me or not? That's the scariest spot in that entire movie to be in, right?
Yes.
And also, Mike, you don't even see Batman in that scene.
So, yeah.
You pick, like, the worst possible one.
Yeah.
Let Josh inspire you.
Okay.
Okay. I would be, I mean, it was years ago. Could I have been like a young punk kid that went into an abandoned construction site to like get high in high school or something like that? And I looked up and Batman was fighting the Joker in that ending scene.
Oh.
Mm.
Was there an extra? So you want to place yourself in one of the scenes where we might not have even seen an extra. You truly want to immerse yourself in this world. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That'd be a good thing to have front row seats to also.
Wait, but
yeah.
Wasn't that happening in like a tower? Didn't he hold him over like the ledge of a building? What if we saw Josh just standing next to that fight, eating chips, looking like a punk kid? Then we could at least call him and find out what was happening.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would be filming that entire thing to put it on. What is it? WorldStarHipHop.com?
Odd choice of place to host it. Josh is our very little, like, who's the reporter in Batman?
Oh, I can think of April O'Neil, but she's from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's
Josh
what I was
is our
say.
Very own April O'Neil.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Tappan Johnny, and me, Josh Harrison.
Hey, Josh, do you think we recorded this episode in time for you to call your mom?
Yes.
Ooh, 1 minute to spare.
We had 1 minute to spare. If anyone knows, I guess why would anybody know? We record the opening credits at the end. Fun fact for you.
There you go.
Enjoy the episode. Oh, no, I'm stealing Josh's credits. Josh, say something.
Enjoy the episode.
Hey.
No. Hey.
Josh, I don't know, should I call you that? I got a package from you recently.
Yes, I mailed it to you. It should have arrived today, I believe.
It did.
Okay.
Michael Z. Bogart. That's me.
Uh-huh.
That's not you.
And it came from Harrison.
Yeah, that's my last name.
What do you mean? Harrison. Wait, did it say just Harrison?
Harrison.
Let me see it. No way.
I'm not allowed to jingle it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Try not to jingle it.
It literally just says Harrison.
Harrison.
Is this what you go by? This is Josh.
No. Have you never done that for a return address?
I've put my whole name there. I've said Thup on Johnny.
I've done that too. I don't know.
This is a move, dude. You're trying to establish a new identity. What's going on there, Harrison?
I'm not trying to establish a new anything. You've never heard of people doing that? I don't know.
Face it, you're trying to become Sting, but the Harrison of Sting.
I am not.
It's because Josh Harrison is already a baseball player. You want to establish yourself.
Mm.
No one's ever been Harrison. It's always Harrison Ford.
True.
Harrison Barnes.
True.
Mm-hmm.
What about Harrison Harrison?
Ooh. Is that you, Josh?
Well, when we worked at Amazon way back in the day, and my building was like right on Harrison, I always thought that like my sitcom would be Harrison on Harrison.
Wait. What do you mean you always thought that your sitcom would be Harrison on Harrison?
Yeah, let's dig into this.
Who are the cast of characters on this show?
Well, obviously me.
Right? Harrison. You're Harrison. Harrison.
So apparently this has been an ongoing thing that I haven't pieced together until recently. Yeah, I would be the Harrison on Harrison, and the show would just be about my antics.
Your antics, huh?
Yeah.
What antics are those?
I mean, standard sitcom fare. There would be something where I would get on a bus, but like my jacket would get stuck in the bus door as it drives away, and it pulls my jacket away, and now I'm left in the cold.
Okay.
Are you on Harrison?
Yeah, of course it's on Harrison. All of these things happen on Harrison.
Mm. Wait, you only spend your time on this one street?
No, that's just where the antics happen.
Right.
Yeah. Do you get splashed with puddles?
Oh, yeah. No, plenty of puddles, and now I got no jacket. And now I'm just freezing.
Harrison on Harrison is firmly a late 80s sitcom, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
okay, got it. Wait, so who, like, fill out this world for us? Is work a big part of this?
No.
No? It's not? Are you serious?
Okay.
Well, I mean, I worked right next to it. I didn't want this to be like a show about my real life. It's a sitcom.
A lot of sitcoms are based on people's real lives, but go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. What else? It has to be like a food-related episode that I get into a fight with like a pizzeria owner or something.
Did that happen in real life?
Why does that have to happen?
No. I mean, it just feels...
You have to fight a pizzeria owner?
Not fight. Like a verbal argument.
About what, dude?
Too much pep. Too much pepperoni.
You would never complain about that.
That's true. You know me too well.
You can't overpep.
I'm telling you, dude, I know that because I was there. I witnessed the real life version of Harrison on Harrison this whole time.
I know.
You gotta draw from your real life. You're zany enough.
That's true.
Harrison on Harrison. Anyway, what'd you want to talk about?
So yeah, hold on to that package because we're going to use it for our next episode. I got something wild and zany for next episode. It'll be a good time.
Okay.
Cool.
But, yeah, so I had an announcement to make.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Is this coming from Harrison? From Harrison on high?
No. I will read who this letter was addressed to, because my name in this story is TV Viewer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow, it really flipped the script. Did you see that? He went from being on TV to now being TV Viewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Master at work.
I am now a Nielsen family.
Oh!
Wow. How?
I don't know. I just got a letter in the mail, and they said that they want, we wish to learn more about television viewing in your community. Even if you watch or listen to TV just a little, we would like to include your TV viewing information. They gave me like a login and a bunch of other stuff. Please be assured that we have nothing to sell to the public. Your information is confidential. This letter contains a token of our appreciation for fully completing this questionnaire, which is attached to this. They gave me $1.
Wow.
$1?
Not bad.
They gave me a $1 bill. And their slogan, I didn't know this, right at the top on their letterhead, it's Nielsen. And their slogan is, we've produced the TV ratings for over 50 years.
Okay. On.
Yeah.
You know, Nielsen, what I like about Nielsen is because they said that statement so, like, just factually, I really trust the rest of their data.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not trying to tell me anything else but the straight facts. By the way, did you see how happy Josh sounded when he was describing that letter, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a really pleasant experience so far.
You're so happy to have been selected.
They sent you cash in the mail.
They did. Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm excited because there are so many shows where it's like, oh, not enough people watch this. Like, Nathan For You just got canceled. Like, last season was its last season. And if I had been a Nielsen viewer, because they, like, I don't know, don't they extrapolate how many people... It's like, you know, they only have X number of Nielsen families. And then they're like, well, if this is statistically significant, then let's just multiply these numbers by like 10,000. And that's how many people watched.
Yes. Every single Nielsen vote really is unbelievably meaningful, Josh.
Yeah. So
how many people live in your Nielsen household?
Well, just me, unless Zach is watching stuff while I'm gone.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can a cat watch TV?
You have to give him the ability to change the channel, and then I think, yes, whatever the cat chooses to watch.
He does step on my Apple TV remote sometimes and just kind of turn that on.
Oh, maybe he hates your TV viewing habits, and he's trying to not be embarrassed by what the house is outputting.
Yeah, it could be.
What do you watch that he changes it to?
So if I'm, like, watching something, then I usually have the remote handy. It's usually if I'm, like, playing PlayStation or something, then it's just kind of on my coffee table or it's on the other side of the couch, and he'll like walk across it and then it kind of switches to the Apple TV automatically when you hit a button.
I see what's happening. Mike, do you see what's happening?
I see a cat walking on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you also see a very smart cat trying to make the most of their Nielsen opportunity? Every hour that they're not watching something, their vote is not powerful.
Okay, so
Zach the cat is trying to consolidate TV power.
Take the power back.
Yeah, based on just viewing habits.
Oh, I mean, more power to Zach.
More power to Zach. It's exactly right.
More power to your Nielsen family.
Okay.
What's your question?
I mean, that wasn't my question. I have been like kind of thinking about these shows that I want to watch. Like, I don't know. I love Barry. You should all watch Barry if you're not watching Barry.
Do you think your Nielsen powers extend to this podcast?
No, I'm just like, Barry is like the best show on TV. I know everybody's kind of shitting on Game of Thrones this season, but like Barry has always been better than it for all the two seasons that it's been out. I don't know. Anyway, what this made me think about, though, is like, I now have the power to influence television for everybody.
You do.
Right.
You're in the Electoral College of TV.
I am. I never thought of it that way, but I am. So,
oh boy.
Instead of being a Nielsen household, what is something else in your life that you wish you had a disproportionate amount of control over? Like, Tappan, what if you were the Nielsen equivalent of the WWE?
What does that mean? Based on my opinions, they would change wrestling's formatting?
Not necessarily formatting, but what if you wanted to see a particular matchup?
Well, I gotta say, before I go any further, this is wild. We must be on the same wavelength or something. You wanna know what my instead of this week was gonna be?
Yes.
It's exactly the same, kind of.
Huh. Exactly the same, kind of.
Yeah, listen. I was gonna ask you guys, what's a TV channel that you enjoy watching, and instead of watching these shows, to make your own show for it.
Oh.
And in this case, I'm like editing a show based on my power. So it's kind of the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. This really, maybe this could happen. Maybe your Nielsen thing is already influencing my power. So what would I do to change wrestling, huh? I need the feuds to be a little bit more meaningful these days.
Okay.
Real stakes?
Kind of, yeah. I think we're in the era of people should really not like each other, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that.
It's not enough that someone is a garbage man and I don't enjoy the way they conduct their business. I don't want to fight that person. But if someone, you know, is really against giving people civil rights, I would love to take that person down. And I think it would make for interesting television.
You want meaner, worse heels.
I want more real heels.
Tackle some societal issues.
The reason this is funny is there's a guy in wrestling right now who is either like has to apologize getting fired, I don't know, because it turns out he's a real life asshole. Like, he's a super racist.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, but like, if that was his character, people would love seeing him get whooped. Justice.
See him get whooped. Yeah.
Well, okay, but Josh, you have to remember, sometimes in wrestling, the bad guys have to win. So you're going to have to see some shit, but I won't make it too bad, because on my TV show, I really don't want to see that shit. That'd be really fucked up. So the racist is always going to go down.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would fight racism on WWE.
So you want more racists in the WWE, but you want to make sure that they always lose.
Only to be able to get beaten up. Yes, okay. Yes. But like, they would have to win arguments or something, you know, something to keep the heat going.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to ask both of you to be racist in a wrestling TV show, but if you were going to be, I'm kidding. You don't have to answer this. Mike started frowning.
Mike, what about you?
You know, I've been thinking on that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily want to change any of my favorite shows.
Yeah, let's get away from the screen. Let's get away from the screen.
Yeah, I would like to change experiences in my life, though.
I love it.
If I could have outsized influence on, like, how juicy the strawberries I buy are.
Wow.
Or...
Wow, that's specific.
Well, I'm really hungry. I love strawberries. I saw some today that I didn't get to eat.
Oh.
And they've been on my mind, apparently.
Where'd you see strawberries?
In the break room.
Why didn't you eat any?
I don't know. They were just sitting there. I figured they were for somebody.
The break room is for everyone.
Yeah, if they're just sitting there. Unless there's a side or they're covered. Were they like out on a plate or in a bowl?
They were in like the strawberry container, but on the counter. And usually if it's for everyone, it's on top of one of the microwaves.
That's... How far was it from a microwave?
Not far. 8 inches.
8 inches? Mike, I'm pretty
it
sure
was
you
could really questionable territory.
You could like rest your elbow on the top of that microwave and just grab a strawberry.
And then just kind of...
Oh, you think he has to maintain contact? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, I didn't know if they were washed.
Do you know who could have brought them in?
Well, we have a lot of healthy eaters. I figured, like, someone's making a fruit salad. I just, like, had to go find a knife.
All right. You just didn't want to stick around for the ending?
No, I didn't want to get caught red-handed.
Right.
So juicy strawberries would be one.
Okay.
How about I would like to have more influence on...
The gym?
In what way?
What if you could influence gym culture in America?
In...
You could change the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would... I don't know that I really care what anyone else does at the gym, though.
Okay, so then how are you designing your gym?
Hmm.
This is your out... like. The whole point of this is that your voice counts more than everyone else's, right?
Yeah.
Josh is trying to manipulate what most people want.
I want, in my gym, okay, I went to the coolest gym ever.
Okay.
It's called the Spooky Nook. Hear me out. It's very large. It's a huge warehouse.
What?
They have a climbing wall in there. They have a big wooden hill covered in turf that's like 2.5 stories tall that you could just run up and push stuff up.
You sound like you're in a Nickelodeon show.
It's a lot like a Nickelodeon show. They have a whole Ninja Warrior course.
Oh, damn.
What was that one with the Crag Rock?
I don't know.
Hidden Temple of...
No. Guts? Was it Guts?
Oh, it was like American Gladiators.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was Guts.
They should have called that show Child American Gladiators.
But yeah, so I would have a giant hill made of wood that you could push stuff up. I would have like rings around everywhere. I would have a track. I would have a bouncy floor that you could do gymnastics on.
That sounds fun.
Doesn't it? That just sounds fun.
And this would replace conventional gyms in America.
Yes, we would be all about, well, it just sounds like gymnastics, really.
Okay, well,
and I don't even do that.
So the gym you built is something you don't even enjoy?
But I love those springy floors.
Maybe you'll get to love your own creation.
Yeah.
If it's the Spooky Nook and the whole goal is to help people like get in shape and everything, elevated heart rate is key to that. Why don't they scare people at this place?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
It could be a scaring gym.
Yeah. Why hasn't anybody ever tried that?
That's true.
How would you pull that off?
Boo! Like, really? You just jump out of people.
What if we have...
What do you mean you jump out of people? Where? Have you been to a gym?
What if you, like, okay, on this rock climbing wall, you have, like, a panel so that when somebody is, like, right in front of a thing, you can, like, pull this panel down and just, like, your face is right there and go, ah!
People just fall to their death.
No, springy floors.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's all about the springy floors.
Yeah. They bounce right back up. That would be so scary.
What if we have those, like, inflatable weights that look real, and then we have actors around pretend to, like, drop them on their necks?
Oh, my God.
And then everyone else is like, oh, my God. And then we call the ambulance, and it's, like, a whole thing. Everyone's very freaked out. We get a good workout in.
That'd be great. Yeah, my heart rate would be pumping.
Great for your heart.
I thought you meant you were going to replace everything on the dumbbell rack with, like, little balloon things. And that when people pick them up and they would be so frustrated, their heart rate would go up.
Oh.
What about one of those ropes? You know, like those super long ropes that you, like, swing back and forth? What if one of them is a snake?
Oh.
Just one?
Yeah. Accessible one. Like, you pick up one and your guard gets down. That's every horror movie trick. You, like, you lure them into a false sense of security.
Snake when you don't expect it.
That'd be terrifying.
That would be awful to pick up a snake you're not expecting to pick up.
I think if these gyms, as you have built them with your opinion, became commonplace in America, that we would be living in, honestly, a very different society.
I do, too.
I think you would instill PTSD in the common man.
For good, though.
Yeah, right.
For your health.
Are you sure? Is that, like, do you think this will do more good than bad if I gave you a rope in one hand and a snake in the other? Is that going to pay off for you somehow?
Yeah.
What, your triceps are going to get fucking jacked?
Think about how quickly you'll throw that away.
That's not the point of the exercise.
That's like javelin throwing.
You'll only get better at getting rid of snakes.
That's key in life? Are you kidding? What are you talking about?
Or... So maybe we open, like, a sister mental health clinic next door.
I guess some good would come of that. But you would be scaring people into taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
It's, what do they call that?
Synergy?
Synergy.
That's synergy?
Synergy.
Synergy requires, like, torture?
It can. Guys, I swear to fucking God. I was in the grocery store last week.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have my headphones in, weirdly. I walked by a baby stroller. And you know what I heard?
Crying.
Goo goo gaga.
Wow, really?
Goo goo gaga.
Wait, just like that?
Yeah.
Like how you're doing it?
Spoken like words. Goo goo gaga.
Was there a baby?
Yes.
Present?
The baby said it.
No way.
Goo goo gaga.
No, I didn't say it like yes, that, dude.
I swear to God, that's what I heard.
You look like you could care less with that goo goo gaga.
Yeah, that's what the baby was expressing.
Wow.
Like, eh.
To whom? To you?
It's mom, I think.
Well, what did the mom say back?
I don't know. What do you say back to goo goo gaga? Like, all right.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah, me neither. It's my first time.
Wow.
Huh.
So instead of goo goo gaga... Give me, like, a trope or a cliche that you've witnessed.
Oh.
Josh saying, oh, like that is something. Like, every time I edited the podcast, anytime that you guys said something classically on, like, a comedy show, I just laughed to myself because it's funny. Josh, like, do you know that you do that, oh, very comically?
No.
It's so jovial. You go, oh.
Oh.
Oh. And you also, in response to everything, you go, oh.
Everything
is a gasp response.
It's awesome. I love it.
Everything takes your breath away.
It makes me feel so valued.
Oh,
it's just like I saw a pomegranate.
Awesome story. Thanks.
I don't know. I enjoy your company and I enjoy hearing things about your lives. What can I say?
Wow, that was really, really touching. Thanks.
Well, so I was going to talk about this later, but I realized that ever since the very first episode that we did, back when I was editing and I was posting and everything, I was labeling the files instead of 001.mp3. And I made the conscious decision to include a third number digit there,
mm-hmm.
in case we went up to 100. And, like, we had no idea. And here we are, like, almost 2 years later. And these have been, like, a great 2 years with you guys. I'm getting way sappier than I should be on this show. But I was just thinking about it. We're hitting 100 next week, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Next week is our recording of the 100th one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So right now, we've only ever done 99.
Are you going to fuck me on this? Are you both quitting the show?
Wouldn't that be the funniest thing to do? Do you see how much it means to you, dude?
I think we have to.
No! I think we have to not show up next week.
You put so much work into that episode. You mailed me something. Everyone's filling out this survey.
I've put like 10 times the amount of effort into a bit for next week that I have for any other bit we've ever done.
That's crazy. That's crazy. We're going to kill Harrison with this, Mike.
God. Episode 100. Ghosted.
Yeah. Is that going to... Wow, yeah. I guess that's what we can do. It's just this will be the last episode of it. Lauren was telling me a story from her Sunday school experience when she was a child. And the thing that inspired her to tell me this story was we were in a place where the song... You guys know that song, Stayin' Alive?
Yes.
Yeah, Mike, finish it.
Stayin' Alive.
It's one more.
Stayin' Alive.
Jesus Christ, have you ever sung anything?
Yeah. You just heard it.
Yeah, oh, God, okay. But anyway, that song, as it goes like that, it just sparked this thing in her memory, and she goes, you know how I learned this song? And I'm like, how? She goes, paying my tithes, paying my tithes.
What? No.
Do you guys know they teach that in some Sunday schools?
No. Paying my tithes?
Paying my tithes, paying my tithes.
Whoa.
I would honestly pay tithes if they taught me it that way. I would have been paying tithes this whole time.
Do they do, like, other lyrics, like... You can tell by the way I pray to God. I'm a something, something.
I'm a what? Come on. I mean, it's a something man.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a Jesus man.
I'm a Christian man.
Yeah, I'm a Christian man.
No time to talk.
No time to talk? Like, is that a key feature of Christian man?
No time to sin?
No time to sin. Okay.
Was it more than just that? Or
no, I think it was just the chorus.
Okay.
You don't really need the whole song to bring the message home.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they spend the first four words just saying,
Right.
It's painful to pay those tithes. It's 10%.
It's not ow, 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 ow. One more, Mike. Jesus. Dude, what is the matter with
you? I'm singing. Let me sing my song.
You take abruptly long pauses in every song you sing?
Yes.
What? Sing anything else. Sing any song that comes to mind.
Sing that song, Tequila.
How does it go?
This is the worst. Keep going.
Tequila.
Oh, God. You didn't even build to that. That doesn't happen.
This is the worst cover of that song that has ever existed in the history of humanity.
Dude, did you watch The Sandlot? Those kids would have actually quit playing baseball if they heard this
they
rendition.
All puked. What do you think made them puke? It's a terrible song.
No, it was the chaw.
Oh, it's the chaw.
They ate too much chaw.
Tequila. That's how he says it.
I know. It's pretty good.
So what were you... Why the tithings?
I mean, why the tithings? I just wanted to tell you guys that.
You don't have an instead of?
My instead of was going to be change the lyrics to the song, and you guys did it organically. I just felt like you were possessed by the spirit.
Oh.
Yeah, well done.
Have you guys ever, like, just blatantly misheard lyrics to songs before?
Yes.
Yes.
Listener of the show, Cassie. Shout out to Cassie.
Hey, Cassie.
Shout
it's been
out
a while.
To Cassie. Mike, what?
I don't know. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, that's fair. It sounds like you guys have an unfinished conversation.
We may.
Back in high school, she told me that Metallica song Sad But True, you know. It's sad but true. She thought that it was Sand Patrol.
That's really cool.
That would have been their second sand-based song.
No, maybe that's why she thought it. She thought that they
it
had
makes
themes.
Sense.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know it's Sand Patrol.
That sounds dope.
That should have been the Baywatch
sand
theme
Patrol.
Song.
All
like
I can
it.
Think of now when I think of that is like Mad Max. Like they were the Sand Patrol, pretty much.
They were.
That also would have fit perfectly in Mad Max.
Yeah, seriously.
This needs to happen.
Yeah, maybe there's a movie to be made. Sand Patrol. Are there a lot of crimes committed in just areas that are only sand? The only thing I know that happens in those areas is in Super Mario 64, in like that third world that's all sand and that one pyramid.
Yeah.
There are a lot of shit went down in like one tiny area of that desert.
That's true.
But outside of that, I don't know how much is really happening on sand that like would need to be patrolled.
I mean, a beach. Lifeguards are kind of sand patrol.
Yeah, they are.
See, that's what I thought we could make like a cool show on the beach.
So what if it's like a bunch of lifeguards that are like watching the sea? No, they're in a bay.
Mm.
You just, but why don't you make a new show?
I mean, okay, fine.
You already have Sand Patrol. That's the title of your show.
Okay. It's a group of lifeguards that work this beach every summer, but this summer, because of global warming, this body of water, which might be a big lake, actually, evaporated. And so now it's just nothing but sand, and like people are going nuts, and it's like post-apocalyptic almost, because people just assume there's no water, no rules. All the rules that they post apply to water.
That's true.
Dude, I'm actually super on board with this show. I can't believe how you brought a premise that was timely into this. Well done. Okay, so it's the Sand Patrol. There are no rules. There's no diving in sand. Ow, you know?
Yeah.
So the Sand Patrol keep the people safe from each other?
Yeah.
Is it a purge situation in the sand? There's no rules?
Why would there be a purge situation?
I don't know. There's no rules. I thought that's what happens when there's no rules.
The purge?
Every time.
Pretty much.
Every time. Hey, guys, for 1 second, we have no rules. Kill everything.
Why are the Sand Patrol there?
He brings up a good point, Josh.
There's no more water.
Well, they're patrolling the sand. Why would the Sand Patrol have been there when there was water? I guess they're still patrolling the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water Patrol would have been a good spinoff show.
Yeah.
That's what CBS does. Hey, what's adjacent to this show we already have? What if we did it in the town just one state over? I like it. 8 seasons. Sand Patrol, Denver. Microphone.
Why do you always call those ropes?
What do you call them?
Like cables, wires.
Okay, I guess I can call them either of those things.
It's mostly a wire, yeah.
Look at that. They dangle like ropes.
I know. Whenever we were in your car and you were like, hey, do you want to play music? You would be like, here, have the music rope. And just hand me that little aux cable.
That's the music rope.
And what is wrong with you?
There's also the power rope if you want to charge your phone.
These aren't ropes.
They are ropes. Look at them.
Dangles is no rope.
That's not what I said. Not all things that dangle are roped, Mike, okay? Ropes just happen to dangle. Look at these. Look at them. Look at them.
They look like ropes.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
They look rope-ish.
They are ropes.